Hi, and welcome to the Vintage Read Show. It is that time for our Vintage Book Club second book, Excellent Women by Barbara Pym. Now, this book was on the New York Times bestseller list in 1952. And Barbara Pym actually wrote quite a few books. She was quite prolific between 1950 and about 1962. And she wrote about six books. And she had quite a bit of success. I mean, hitting the New York Times bestseller list is not too shabby, is it? But the interesting thing, after that point, she sort of flagged a little bit. And she went back to just doing technical writing for a company, and she didn't really enjoy much success at all until she retired in 1974. And all of a sudden, Philip Larkin and Sir David Cecil rated her as one of the most underrated authors of her time. And that led to all this interest and a flurry of fame and fortune. And she even got shortlisted for the Booker Prize. And she died in 1977. So in that 3 years before she died, she just experienced her dream life. She got all this recognition, all this excitement. I mean, what a way to end your life as an author. Like, to be able, a lot of people experience success after they die, which would, that's a bit depressing, that thought, isn't it? But she got to enjoy it. She got to enjoy 3 years of celebrity status as an author, which is really fun and exciting. Now, Excellent Women is pretty much set in the 1950s. It's got that style about her. It's amusing. People say, actually, Philip Larkin says on the back of this book that he would love to read her rather than Jane Austen. So that gives you sort of an indication of the style. Now, I have a friend that is reading this at the moment. And she finds the character of Mildred Lathbury to be, which is the main character, to be incredibly irritating. She can't stand her. And that is what's ruining the book for her. Now, I think it might be because Mildred Lathbury is very much a woman of that time. And she's supposed to be, because she's a spinster in the story, and it's sort of an interaction of her and her interaction with her neighbours, and so that's sort of the basis of the book. So I guess if the main character does really annoy you, you're not going to enjoy this book. But if you go into it with that thought that she is a woman of her time, then you might be able to find it a little more amusing. I'd be really interested to hear what you think of Excellent Women. Leave a comment down below. I want to hear your reaction to the book. Also, you can also join in with our book club over on my website, and I'll leave a link for that down below as well. So enjoy our number two selection for our Vintage Book Club, and I'll see you for the next one. Until then, enjoy your vintage reads. Bye.